Hello, this is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, today, the Voice of Indonesia will be highlighting the one-year administration of Prabowo Gibran, the President and Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, who began their administration last year. And today, you can listen to all of that on VONews.id, an application RRA Digital with me, Steve. Station on RRU service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Here is the 6 o'clock news line. Indonesia Timor-Leste to revise border trade pact. Jakarta ready to host WCCF in 2027. And here is the news line in detail. The Indonesian and Timor-Leste governments plan to review and update the 21-year-old traditional border crossings and regulated markets agreement. Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso in a statement on Friday explained that the agreement focuses on regulating border trade to meet the daily needs of people in border areas, excluding export and import activities. Quoted from antaranews.com, according to the minister, Indonesia is committed to strengthening cross-border trade, including by capacity building and regional economic integration. Jakarta provincial government has affirmed its readiness to host the World Cities Culture Forum, or WCCF, in 2027, where 55 cities from 6 continents will exchange views on cultural development and creativity for urban growth. Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karyo said this enthusiasm during his participation in the WCCF 2025 in Netherlands. In a statement quoted by antaranews.com on Friday, Rano Karno said that Jakarta has the opportunity to intensify cultural diplomacy and pave the way for tourist visits, creative collaboration, and investment. Listener, that was the newsline from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Turn me on. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah hilang. jiwa. Namun kata pernah juga diungkit, takkan meletakkan pernah hilang bila di antara sejumlah bilang yang menghilang. Di samping kawanmu, jangan kau buang yang merasakan berjiwa. Di samping kawan dan Tuhan menjadi bagianmu. Ku besar bila tak berharap, dan ku harap menjadi harapanmu.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Today's music corner presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua. We'll be right back. play this song, it's telling that the world is kinda twisted in terms of love, right? Love can be twisted, and yeah, love can also be the greatest thing to happen in anybody's life. So if you're looking for a great thing to happen, probably you just need to share, to spread love to everything around you. Might be that way you will be feeling satisfied, so that you will not be looking for anything that is that great anymore. Maybe love can be the one to fill the hole in your heart. And of course, in this morning, we'll give you the weather forecast of Indonesia from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. So for October 20th, 2025, the agency predicted that many places in Indonesia will be mostly raining, but I also mentioned the places that's gonna be cloudy. The cloudy ones will be in Banda Aceh and also in the city of Kupang. And the remaining big cities across Indonesia that is listed by the agency will be raining. It includes Medan, Serang, Central Jakarta, Yogyakarta, Gorontalo, Jambi, Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, Pontianak, Palangkaraya, Samarinda, Tanjung Selor, Tanjung Pinang, and also in Palembang, Bandar Lampung, Pekanbaru, dan Mataram, Palu, Manado, Mamuju, Makassar, Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Merauke, Jayawijaya, also Jayapura. Several places are forecasted to be raining heavily today. They will be in Denpasar, in Bengkulu, in Padang, Banjarbaru, and also Pangkal Pinang. So basically, a lot of places in Indonesia will be wet today. If you are commuting today, make sure to bring your umbrella and also spare clothing in case it's gonna be raining or soaking wet. And I'd like to tell you as well that this morning the weather is kinda hot today, so if there is also possibility that the weather will be very very hot before the rain is falling, making sure to keep yourself well hydrated so that you will not get a heat stroke. And that's the weather forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. And the weather seems kinda different from time to time, and also the climate is changing. It's all because of human activities always have an impact towards this only planet that we have. So why don't we try and save our world, just like your next song by the former president of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and also many musicians from Indonesia, with one song called Save Our World.
Can we Protect our children, let us pray.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Bintan Floating Market.
Block Bintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Bintan Floating Market, you can rent a kotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Bintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Bintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Bintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayu, warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa dimayu.
Asmara selalu dan sayangku, selalu sebagi kita terus berjalan ke atas begitu kemajuan, mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu yang selalu tentangku, kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebagai kita terus berjalan ke atas begitu kemajuan, mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Kita akan terbang lebih jauh lagi, bersama mimpi mata dan hati. Lebih dekat jika mulai berkenan, genggamlah tanganku.
Atas bukit memandang, mimpi yang membentang. Jika lo setuju,
genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi di mata dan hati.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik,
I think the quality is relatively good. They can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. From the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Here it is three years. It is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago, from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker and tool craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it can be made at the shop or craft center. These are handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipments he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven cloths. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. Pak Ojak's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest bar becomes the base. 2 more plates nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 plates are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guide dozens meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Raja Pola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Raja Pola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Raja Pola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Raja Pola Street to find out how Raja Pola's typical woven clothes were appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Raja Pola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen sell it directly, so the visit to Raja Pola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interested to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products, so we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Raja Pola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Raja Pola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Ada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for once delivery. While previously we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of those craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily needs. the craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapura is not as glorious in the pastime. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Rajapura crops can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by head of micro, small, medium enterprises, industry, and trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah. Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Rajapura, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita bisa dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi dari sisi permodalan, katanya saya aku saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at the time. Many companies ran out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Rajapura woven crafts such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang lah gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mana.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by funding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online. Masih untunglah sekarang
market by online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco.
Terus wayang.
I also sent carpet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I saw every day in order to increase income. Thank you. usually stand on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, Grass and Mandong, can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope a slight thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Central Sulawesi entitled Tope Tugu. The song Tope Tugu tells the story of the courage of the heroes and fighters in Palu, Central Sulawesi. The song is often played in various events in Central Sulawesi. Tope Tugu has also been performed several times abroad, such as at the 2017 Tong Tong Festival in the Netherlands, at the 2018 Asiatica Film Festival in Rome, Italy. Well, listener, here is the song Tope Tugu by Hajar Bleh Big Band featuring Zaro Ananda. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.